Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When I took an auditing course in college, we were challenged in one assignment to solve a problem without any consideration except for a guarantee it would work. The cost, practicality, and other parameters were of no consequence. The idea of the assignment was to think of what it would take to positively solve a problem, no matter how outrageous the concept. Today, let me share with you some current controversies and bring up off-the-wall solutions that could eliminate the disputes. I'm aware that none of these are likely to happen, but if you stretch your minds, maybe you can think of something better. Would the problem of illegal immigration disappear if the U.S. were to welcome any and all people? However, at the same time, all levels of governments eliminated any form of welfare or subsidies for everyone. Therefore, no one would come to the U.S. to be subsidized by taxes paid by anyone else. And if that were the only or dominant reason some people are in this country now, might they then leave, with the remaining people overwhelmingly wanting to be responsible for themselves? Many people are upset that Michigan resident Betsy DeVos is the current U.S. Secretary of Education. Well, since the educational standards in this country have declined since the federal government established this department, would people stop complaining about her if the Department of Education were abolished? And to eliminate the disaster where too many people suffer and die from the onerous delays that the Food and Drug Administration goes through to approve new drugs for people to take, how about abolishing the FDA? Then hold the companies marketing any product strictly liable for negative results if the customers do not sign a waiver. Could you cure the problem over what is called hate speech if the government allowed all speech, except that people would be liable for the consequences of what they communicated? I could come up with several more examples, but I think you get the idea. If you let your mind run free, I'm sure you could create other more practical solutions. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.